Good snowy morning. Hedging is behind me. The birds are at the feeder. The snow is falling. Music playing softly in the background. Got a nice hot cup of coffee. And yes, I don't always wear a suit. But since we're not able to get to the church building for the church services this morning, I thought I'd share with you this short little Bible devotional. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we come before you on this day. We thank you for the warmth and the comfort of the houses while the storm is around us and snow falls. Lord, I would ask and pray that you bless this time, that it would be sweet to our souls, encouraging to our hearts, and that, Lord, we'd be blessed. And Father, we certainly miss being together with each other, but I pray that this would be a help and that we would be further edified in the faith and strengthened in Christ, even as we look at this topic of snow. And Lord, for those who have to be out in this with the snow removal services, I pray for their safety. I pray your watch care upon them and pray, Lord, that you would just bless that they would accomplish their purposes and keep them alert, keep them awake. And now we pray that you bless in this time that we have together. And we'll thank you in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Well, when you think of the word snow, a lot of things come to mind. It's part of our seasonal vocabulary. We think of songs. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. It talks about snow. You think of movies, The Man from Snowy River. Children go out, they have snowball fights, and they build snow forts. And there's a lot of things that we talk about in regard to snow. But did you know that the Bible mentions the word snow some 25 times? 22 of those times are in the Old Testament. 3 of those times are in the New Testament. And what the Bible has to say, 10 of its uses are figurative. 10 of the uses are literal. And then the 15 are figurative. So when you think of the word snow, Job has a bit to say about it. Matter of fact, Job talks a lot about the weather and the climate. But he does say in Job 38, "Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail?" Chapter 6, "Which are blackish by reason of ice, and wherein the snow is hid." And then in Job 37, "For he saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of a strength." In Psalm 147, verse 16, "He gives snow like wool." So you can see in regard to snow, the sovereignty of God, where he controls the weather. And he is in charge of all that takes place. And when you think of snow, some interesting facts to consider about this snow. First of all, while many think that there are no two snowflakes alike, they have found and they have discovered some identical snowflakes. And snow is not necessarily white. It's translucent. They are clear ice. And they appear white because light is scattered by their complex surfaces. And speaking of their surfaces, they're six-sided structures due to the molecular structure of weather. And almost all snowflakes, therefore, have six sides. And size, it's an amazing thought, because when you consider the largest reported snowflake was 15 inches wide. It was observed in Montana in 1887. And when you consider the total snowfall that comes, it's estimated that over 1 septillion crystals, these snow crystals, fall in the U.S. annually. 1 septillion, yeah, that's 10 to the 24th power. That's a huge number. And for ratio, water ratio, 1 inch of rain equals about 10 inches of snow. And speaking of the amounts of snow, the most snow to fall in a single day was 63 inches in Georgetown, Colorado in 1913. some of the benefits of snow. It's 90 to 95% trapped air, so it makes it an excellent insulator for plants and animals, and that's why it also provides for sound absorption. Freshly fallen snow absorbs the sound waves, causing a quiet and muffled atmosphere. I know earlier this morning, Dawn and I took a little walk, and it really was quite beautiful and also soft and also very quiet. And so we did experience that, and it's a great thing to go out and just meditate and think, and you can watch and you can see, and the snow falls and very quiet. Now, here's another interesting fact. In 1992, Syracuse, New York passed a council decree making excessive snowfall before Christmas illegal. Now, I'm not sure about all those details, but when it comes to the sovereignty of God, when it comes to creation, when it comes to God's total control over all things, including the weather, it's going to be very difficult to make something illegal that is deemed by God's sovereign control. And one last thought about the snow. Even while it looks very clean, snow can contain tiny particles of dust or soot, volcanic ash, and it can create what's called a dirty water. So thankfully, though, as the water gets into the ground system and through the filtrations, it is beneficial and helpful to us. But snow, literal, God's sovereign control. So when you see the snow, you're able to recognize the sovereignty of God, the creative power of God, the total control over all things, including the weather. Now, snow is also, in a literal sense, mentioned in two parallel passages, 2 Samuel 23, verse 20, 1 Chronicles 11, 22, where Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, done many mighty acts. He slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also, he went down and slew a lion in a pit on a snowy day. I'm not sure that his activities were like a day like this, but nevertheless, during the snow, he was able to slay the lion. Proverbs 31, 21, another literal usage, talks about the virtuous woman. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. So even in the midst of snowy weather and inconvenience and that which may be uncomfortable, she continues to work. And she doesn't let the snow hinder her in that way. So she's able to continue on. In Jeremiah, we have another passage that deals with the literalness of snow. Jeremiah 18. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field? And then you look at Job 24 once again. The book of Job, drought and heat consume the snow waters. And then Job 9, the last of the literal usages, I wash myself with snow water, make my hands never so clean. So those are the 10 literal usages of the word snow. So let's take a look at some of the figurative usages, and you're going to see the word as or like that is used in respect to the snow. One of the more common ones that we remember from the Old Testament, Exodus, it refers to Moses who put his hand into his bosom, pulled it out again, and behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And then when Miriam, in her circumstance, we find Numbers chapter 12, verse 10, she also became leprous, white as snow. And then in Naaman, the captain of the Syrian army, he also had leprosy that was as white as snow. In these three instances, it refers to the similarity that you have with leprosy and its likeness. It just is an appearance of snow, like snow. Lamentations, another figurative use, opposite of the leprosy, and as the Babylonian army had overcome and overtaken the southern tribe of Israel in Judah, Jeremiah laments. In chapter 4, he mentions her Nazarites were purer than snow. And then you get to Psalm 68, and when the Almighty scatters kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. So there you have an idea, once again, of the figurative use of the word snow. Now let's move on. We have Daniel chapter 7, Matthew 28, Mark 9, Revelation 1, which all refer to God's brilliant, radiating holiness that is like white as snow. And in Daniel chapter 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down and the ancient days did sit, whose garment was white as snow. So you consider the appearance of the Almighty God of heaven, and his brilliance, his glory was like white as snow. In Matthew 28 and Mark 9, on the transfiguration, the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus appears in his glistening, glowing, radiating, his garments were like white as snow. And so, by the way, you can see there a reference to the deity of Christ, comparing him with Almighty God from Daniel chapter 9, you can see that the brilliant radiating glory of Jesus Christ and God are the same, which brings us to Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. His head, referring to the glorified Lord Jesus Christ, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire. So once again, in the brilliant, radiating glory, majesty, magnificence of our great God and our Savior. So by way of application, when you see the snow, may it be a good, healthy reminder of the tremendous glory of our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ. The next figurative use is found in Proverbs 25. As the cold of snow and the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. So snow is likened to that refreshing that a message would have from a faithful friend, faithful person. Figurative use number 6, it is of the word of God. Psalm 148, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. And so in Isaiah 55, for as the rain comes down, the snow from heaven, and returns not there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So just like the snow falls on the earth, melts into the ground, provides nutrients and is able to help the plants to flower and then provide fruit, which is beneficial to us, so also is the word of God to us. So when you see the snow, recognize its likeness to the benefit of the word of God. And then the last of the figurative use for snow, Psalm 51, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Isaiah 1, verse 18, echoes the same sentiment of David. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. So as the snow falls, as it accumulates, seeing this beautiful white landscape, let it be a reminder to us that once our sins had blackened our hearts, stained our souls with the forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lamb, we before Almighty God are justified and we are like white as snow. So I do trust and pray that as you consider the word snow and as you see the snow falling, may it help us to consider the usages that we have just discussed in the scriptures, referencing the sovereignty and the creative power of God, being able to show us the radiating brilliant of God's holiness. One thing that I left out is the fact that when the snow is on the ground and the sun is shining, sometimes it is very, very blinding. Kind of cover your eyes or squint or put sunglasses on. It's again just a reminder of the brilliant, radiating holiness of our great God. And then the refreshing part that it has in us, and also the benefit of the Word of God. And then lastly, the wonderful joy of having our sins forgiven and being as white as snow. So on this morning, as we're not able to gather together in the church building for the church services, I pray that this will bless your heart. It's blessed me. May the Lord bless you and have a great rest of the day. And Lord willing, we'll see each other on Wednesday night for our Wednesday night Bible study prayer time and our True Trackers Children's Ministry at 7 o'clock. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the snow. I praise you and thank you that you are in sovereign control and the rains and the snows fall and it's under your watchful care. Thank you for providing it for us. So bless as we continue through this day. Once again, keep those safe who are out in the snow removal. And we'll ask you for all this with our thanksgiving and praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to this message from the Word of God. I do trust that it was indeed a blessing to your heart. As I mentioned at the beginning of this recording, I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to enter a relationship with God by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior if you've not yet done so. It is God's desire for you to know Him personally. And thankfully, you can have the absolute confidence, the full assurance, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you know God and that you're on your way to heaven. Please contact me at the church office at 908-788-2672 so we can talk directly about your being absolutely sure you know the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, and that you have a relationship with God. You can also visit our website at hbcflemington.org and click on the link on the homepage at the top left corner entitled God's Free Gift. You can also learn more about our ministry by navigating the different links on the homepage. Let me also take this opportunity to invite you to attend any of our church services. Our Sunday school hour begins at 9:30 a.m. Our morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m. Our evening worship service begins at 6 p.m. And our Wednesday Bible study, prayer service, and True Trackers Children's Ministry begins at 7 p.m. Thank you again for the privilege to minister to you today. If I could be of any further help, please do not hesitate to contact me. Have a great day.